Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. The new rules of pregnancy, what to eat, do, think about, and let go of while your body is making a baby. It's the ultimate book for the busy modern pregnant woman. Written by two renowned New York City OBGYNs and a New York Times best-selling wellness author, the book explains everything a woman can do to support what's happening inside her body. Our guest, Dr. Jacqueline Wirth, one of the authors of the book. Welcome to The Mountain Life. Wonderful to have you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Dr. Jacqueline Wirth, well, of course, we know that there are many baby books, and when Tim and I were having babies, we used something else. What did you use? Mine was What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Don't have I to used that
too. Feed the second one whatever they want. Whatever they want, when they want it.
But, you know, things change and trends evolve and there are new things and there's social media and all this digital stuff happening. So what is the new take that your book looks at?
You know, our book is written for a new time, a new audience, and the main difference between, you know, when you and I were having babies and reading What to Expect When You're Expecting, which is a wonderful book, is that there's so much information available now at everyone's fingertip. You know, they go online at 3 o'clock in the morning and Google things and terrify themselves. And so I felt a really clear need to step back and put in one place the essential information you need to know for your prenatal care and delivery, and most important, so that you could actually, you can actually read this book cover to cover in 2 hours and get an overview of everything that's going to happen, and that goes a long way towards reducing anxiety.
That's a fascinating concept, Dr. Wirth, because, you know, sometimes there's this perception, and we just did a interview recently on postpartum depression and kind of the expectations that everybody should have this magical miracle experience and we should be grateful and happy and, you know, on top of the world. And then there's this other side that you just alluded to where you go on the internet at 3 a.m. and scare the bejesus out of yourself with all the things that you didn't know about. So how are you trying to strike a balance between those two with your book?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to do, which is to give them right off the bat an overview of the whole process so that they can start thinking and processing for themselves what are the issues that are going to really matter to them and feel a sense of mastery and control over the experience. You know, I've had patients tell me that they finish reading, you know, other books at the end of the pregnancy because it took them so long to read it, and then they worry about all the things they didn't do right in the beginning. So that's not going to happen with this book. You can read it all right in the beginning and then hone your questions to what really matters to you. Our world is different. It's such a different time.
I'm curious about young people, and I'm not necessarily everybody is a young person who considers having a child, but let's just go with the young people who are in the consideration phase and putting a lot of thought into whether or not they're going to have children and a family. And these days, that's a, you know, different process. And I think there are often different outcomes than, again, looking back 50 years or certainly even beyond that, where there was sort of an expectation that that's what you did. And there was a path to having children and having a family. And I'm assuming that this would be wildly beneficial to young couples in that process of discovery and inquiry to help them understand what they were getting themselves into.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, as you and I know, as parents, it's an incredibly magical process. And my book, I think, would help someone thinking about pregnancy realize that it's really not that hard. You know, basically, you get pregnant, whatever that process is going to be, and that process is more complicated now than in the past for some people. But you get pregnant, you grow the baby, you have the baby, and yes, you can do it, and you're going to do a great job at it.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Jacqueline Wirth. She has co-written a book called The New Rules of Pregnancy, What to Eat, Do, Think About, and Let Go of While Your Body is Making a Baby. So you've co-written this with Adrienne Simone, also an OBGYN, and also Danielle Claro, who is a wellness author. And what I like about the focus, and even in this tagline, is your body is making a baby. Just let it do that. This is what our bodies do, and trust the process. And that was, for me, a very big letting go when I was pregnant, just saying, this is what my body's designed to do. I'm going to let it do it. I'm going to equip myself with all the information I can, hopefully have a lot of preferences about how I want the labor and delivery to go. It's kind of what you underscore in your book.
Yes, it's a complex point, because I'm both saying, you know, don't over research it, and I'm also saying learn everything you can. And and I think the way to qualify that is start with this book, because it gives you that full view of the whole process. And I think that's what people sometimes lack. They get bogged down in the beginning part and they don't think about the end part, and then they're stressed at each of these transitions. And so my view is, my experience is, you know, I've been delivering babies for 20 years in New York City, is that if you can get an overview right from the very start, that will help you be in control, feel in control, ask the right questions, make the right choices, and you don't need to overwhelm yourself with conflicting information that is now available at the touch of your fingers at 3 a.m.
You have some ringing endorsements from some very famous moms and moms-to-be, which is great, because it shows that, I mean, these women have access to the greatest of all medical advancements and choices and things like that. And so they really endorse you. And I suppose to a certain degree, it's because you practice in New York City.
Well, I mean, what an honor, right? I am just so, I'm humbled that, you know, Amy Poehler or Frank Lipman or Tia Leone or Rebecca Minkoff would say nice things about this book. It's really a great honor. But I do think it reflects on, you know, we women, you know, having a baby is a really sacred moment. It's really important. It's a life-changing event. There aren't too many things that are as deep and important as this in our lives. To feel good about it and do it well and have it go well for you is really important. And I think that's why they took their time to comment on this.
Focusing on digestible bits in this book and how you say you can read it in 2 hours. Of course, we can't talk about everything that you mentioned, but let's just pick out a few things. The new rules of fitness, what are they?
The new rules of fitness are that fitness is really important. You know, you want to be active. You want to do some kind of physical activity every day, 10 minutes after each meal, 5 days a week. And also that fitness in pregnancy is not necessarily about being super strong. It's also about the endurance component. It's the mental part of fitness, where, you know, pregnancy is a long game, and you pregnancy and delivery, and to have some level of endurance helps it go well for you.
And following that same theme, I'm going to ask about, in the title, you say, you know, what to eat, do, think about, and let go of. And is there more to the letting go of? Lynn talked about her experience and being able to just let go and allow for what was going to happen to actually happen without experiencing anxiety. Is there more to the letting go?
Well, I think letting go is even harder for this generation, because there's the illusion that there's so much information and that you can control it. And so they're even more challenged than Lynn and I were when we were having our babies to let go. And letting go is really, really important. You know, you need to surrender to the process, let your body do its job, let your body grow the baby, and also surrender the birth itself, because only your baby controls to a great extent how it comes into the world. And you can want a vaginal delivery all you want, it may not happen. And so to surrender that last piece of it, that your doctor, your midwife care for you, they're taking care of you, they're watching all the right things, and they will help you deliver your baby safely.
Both my kids were delivered at New York Hospital, and so they're New York babies by I can't remember the doctor's last name, but Dr. Patricia. I always think that there's something special about that, but I think that's just me. I think that's my projection. So I'm wondering, is there something to context? Is there something about babies that are born in a place like New York Hospital in a vibrant metropolitan urban setting versus, let's say, babies that are born in Salt Lake City and their parents reside in Park City, which I also think is an incredibly special context and way to have a baby. But is there something to that context?
Well, you know, I was born at New York Hospital, so I
so
I
of course.
I tell patients, as long as the mom is healthy and the baby's healthy, and it's a loving team that delivers your baby with skill, there's no wrong way to have a baby, you know. So I don't think you have to be born at New York Hospital. I think that doctors and midwives across the country are excellent, and it's a very caring profession.
I was watching a show the other night. Two pregnant women were, it was actually quite a hilarious scene, but they were arguing about whether you could drink wine or not. One said, oh yeah, now you can. The other was like, no, you still can't. So new rules of wine drinking while pregnant.
Exactly. No, we say no wine, no weed. You know, there is no safe level. There's no known safe level of alcohol in pregnancy. So the medical answer is don't do it.
Right. And I was surprised to read that this is after the pregnancy, but the what's called, I'm going to crack up when I say it, pump and dump. When you want to drink and when you're breastfeeding, you say that doesn't work either. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. You know, just you'll be able to do whatever you want for a long, long time. So this is just a very, very short interval in your life. Just
to lay off.
Just hold off a little longer.
We all wonder about feeding on demand. Should we feed when our babies cry every time?
You know, that's a little outside my area of expertise. But what I tell my patients is, if there's to get a lactation consultant, actually, because breastfeeding is the very next thing that, assuming it's breastfeeding, some women, use formula. But breastfeeding is the next thing that causes tremendous anxiety and stress
yes.
for pregnant patients, because it just isn't as easy as everybody thinks it's going to be. And so we have a lot of information about, breastfeeding techniques in the book, including as simple as, watch some YouTube videos about how to help the baby latch. And then if you're having trouble, get a lactation consultant to come in and look at your technique so that the feeding is as effortless as it can be. And then hopefully there'll be less crying.
Yes. And I bring that up because while your book is called The New Rules of Pregnancy, you do go into a lot of the things that happen once you have that beautiful little bundle of joy in your arms. So what a beautiful book this is. It's got on each page sort of a new lesson and a photo that's really nice. It's a calming book. As Tia Leone says, spoiler alert, she's going to give this out at every baby shower that she goes to. So congrats on that.
That's awfully nice of her.
Dr. Jacqueline Wirth is our guest, and the book is The New Rules of Pregnancy, What to Eat, Do, Think About, and Let Go of While Your Body is Making a Baby. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.